This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being near to Allah will bring you bliss, and that's the Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and an honor to be here at your service on A to Z, and we're talking about how being near to Allah is what is going to bring us happiness and joy and bliss, and that is the Islamic lifestyle. So a whole bunch of different things that we are talking about on this little segment of ours. We don't have a lot of time, and we always have too much to say. So in the name of Allah, well, first and foremost, we're talking about how we are searching for happiness. We want to be happy. We want to have that sense of bliss and exhilaration and excitement and ecstasy, right? Where do we go for that sense of euphoria and that spiritual, you know, bliss and happiness, right? Well, of course, it is the nearness to Allah. Now, until an individual hasn't really tasted that nearness to Allah, that intimacy with Allah, that closeness to Allah, you know, they really will never understand, I guess, the love that is in that relationship with the Almighty Allah. And of course, that love that we want to create as a part of our, you know, Islamic lifestyle with Allah the Almighty, that love and that nearness, of course, comes about via the following the commandments of Allah, following the recommendations of Allah, staying away from the things that Allah has prevented us from, prohibited us from, you know, all the things that are haram. So what this does is this creates this nearness to Allah. And that nearness to Allah is what ultimately creates this bliss, this happiness, this satisfaction, this contentment within our hearts and our souls.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how being near to Allah, being close to Allah, it leads to this kind of a spiritual bliss. Now, we've already established that fact. You know, for example, it is the doing of all the wajibat, the things that are obligatory, and at the same time, staying away from the things which are muharramat, they are haram, you know, they are things which are prohibited by the Almighty Allah, staying away from these things and doing the wajib things. What this does is this creates a nearness. Of course, the du'as and the supplications and the salah and the fasting in the holy month of Ramadan and the hajj and the zakat and the khums, good moral and ethical virtues and staying away from moral and ethical vices, all of these things together and more, they create this nearness to Allah, and that nearness to Allah is which creates that bliss. Now, all of the things that we listed and more are all part of this Islamic lifestyle that we are trying to live. And so that Islamic lifestyle that we are trying to live, of course, the holy month of Ramadan, you know, just passed relatively recently. The things that we learned in the holy month of Ramadan as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, all of the other things that are part of our Islamic lifestyle, this Islamic lifestyle brings us close to Allah. That is what the whole purpose of the Islamic lifestyle is to attain this nearness to Allah. And of course, that nearness to the Almighty Allah is which brings us bliss and happiness and satisfaction and contentment, both in this world and in the hereafter.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is English@irib.ir.